Right, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills now. Last week you were looking at Garden Tales, but I think this week you're going to be looking at something completely different, as they say. Is that right?
Something completely different and a bit dramatic. This is a robbery, or you might call it piracy, off of the coast of Essex.
Right.
And this concerns a Dutch vessel, the Joanna. And for this, we have to go back to 1803, 17th of March, 1803. And this was an account reported in the Chelmsford Chronicle. And on the night of the 17th of March, apparently there was a dreadful storm off of the coast of Essex. And this Dutch ship, that incidentally was carrying a load of grain bound for London, began to take on water. And the crew were very worried that the ship would sink. So they, led by the captain, they decided to abandon ship. All got into a small boat and set off, and this was just off the coast of the by the Bradwell Marshes, to give it some sort of geographical location. All of them except the cabin boy, who flatly refused to leave Ed in spite of the fact that the ship was in danger of sinking. So off they all went in this small boat, hopefully to safety. And the next thing that the cabin boy knew, there were 30 local men who had rowed out to the ship intent on plunder and piracy, and promptly proceeded to strip the boat of any valuables that the crew had left behind. They threatened to kill the cabin boy, the reason being he wouldn't get out of bed and let them take the sheep.
He still wouldn't get out of bed.
This is serious stuff. As reported in the Chelmsford Chronicle, it's serious stuff. So anyway, luckily they didn't kill the cabin boy. However, they did strip the ship of valuables and they did drink all the alcohol on board. Well, you won't be surprised to hear that they were in a bit of a state afterwards. They managed to get ashore, where one of them was hotly pursued by a clergyman. Don't know the circumstances behind this, but apparently one of the local clergymen hotly pursued the fleeing pirates, robbers, call them what you will. Only one of them, a man called John Lister, was apprehended, and we're told he was sent immediately to Chelmsford Prison to await trial. The problem is, we don't know what the outcome was, whether the other 29 were ever picked up and put on trial, or whether it was only John Lister, because unfortunately, scour copies of the Chelmsford Chronicle as I may, I've not been able to find out the end result.
What happened to John Lister?
Well, John Lister was sentenced to a lengthy term in prison.
And did we ever hear any more about the cabin boy?
The cabin boy disappears into history. But, you know, you could argue that he was a lot braver than the rest of the crew, because the cabin boy stuck it out.
Fair enough. All right. Thanks very much indeed, Margaret. And what are you looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to take a trip to OC Island.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.